National Guard troops swarm the city. Major General William Walker.
We want to make sure that everybody in this bubble of security that we're providing has the privilege to be there.
Most of the inaugural events are expected to be virtual. President Trump reported to be ready to issue as many as 100 pardons and commutations soon, but who's on that list?
Some, like rapper Lil Wayne and former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh, seem fairly likely, while others, like former NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, seem less certain at best.
Fox's Kevin Cork. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Best day of the week weather-wise. And not only are the days getting warmer, but the nights are milder as well. And I don't see, you know, we had freezing this morning. I don't see any freezes in the next 7 days at least. So, yeah, I mean, it's a nice pattern change. Warmer today with a high temperature up to about 64, 65, somewhere around there. And that is nice in the dead of winter. And this is the dead of winter. Good bit of sunshine. Overnight tonight, a little weak front just through the area. I guess there could be an isolated shower, but the chances of seeing one are small. Plus, you'll be sleeping anyway. Overnight low 45. Tomorrow, well, you'll be sleeping. I won't. Tomorrow, with a high in the low 60s, a dry day, more sunshine. But then showers are likely Thursday night, Friday. And that could be a good soaker for some towns. With temperatures in the low 60s, I think Saturday is dry and mild. Right now, this morning, the sun has already warmed us up to 44 after that freeze we had a couple of hours ago here at 9:03 Central Time.
Central Time.
Central Standard
Time. We're still in the same time zone.
Central Time, yeah. So, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good.
Good?
Pretty good.
Great.
Yeah.
So
I bought something. I don't want to say it on air, I'll put it this. I'll give you a hint. I'm wearing it right now. And here, I'm going to send you a link, Rich. Okay. And I know the audience will love this.
Okay.
Me sending you this link. And don't say what it is.
All right.
But I suggest this is like a godsend.
All right.
And when you click on this link here, you'll see the design of... And, like, zoom in there, you can see that it's heavenly. It seems like a gimmick, but it is heavenly. Very, I highly suggest purchasing some of this for yourself.
Yeah? Yeah. It expensive?
No, yeah. Like 20, 30 bucks.
I understand why you don't want to divulge.
Right, but I'm telling you, I thought it was a gimmick. I'll try it out. Mm-hmm. No, I tried it on this morning. I was like, oh, my goodness, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's heavenly.
Interesting. I have to look into that.
What was that, Eddie?
What do you think of that, Rich?
I hope he hasn't shown you this item.
Yes.
He has?
Okay. Yeah, well, not in person. Oh, I showed him the same link. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Oh, what's up, Greg?
There's a big breaking sports story this morning. The New York Mets fired their general manager for being a pervert.
Oh, man, you can't. Those perverts are talented, but you can't trust them.
Where's my coffee cup?
Send him pictures.
Oh, right here.
Oh, there it is.
Texting right pictures.
Oh. Could you not see that for real?
You know, when I was growing up, we couldn't text naughty pictures because you couldn't text pictures at all.
Yeah, you had to.
And if you wanted, to see naughty pictures, you had to go to the Encyclopedia Britannica. And
or what about those like on the boardwalk? You look in and it's like, oh, I'm looking at the scenery, but I'm not. I'm looking at this little dirty movie.
That's what the Sears catalog was for.
The Sears catalog.
Sears catalog.
National Geographic.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Well,
telling all my secrets.
So show's about to get started.
Yeah, this is really classy so far.
Yeah, but no, just try. Buy some.
Do me a favor. Don't you buy any for me? Because
that would be too weird. That's crossing a line.
That'd be too weird.
I'm just giving advice. Just friendly advice.
All right, Chase. Let's get out of here. You want to? It's gonna be a good day for the park, folks. Look at this guy. Do you like that?
Yeah, the cow dude. Is he wearing a bow tie? Yeah.
I think so.
That's unfortunate.
What if he's wearing that other item?
He should. I think everybody should. It is a godsend. I'll have to get him on as a sponsor.
All right, have a good one.
See ya. News and views from 9 till noon begins here in mere moments.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a deadly shooting Sunday night. Authorities have charged 28-year-old Dante Hardy with murder in the death of 24-year-old Kendarius Swain. The shooting happened in the 200 block of Bradley Drive. Alabama State University is closing its campus through Thursday ahead of possible protests downtown. Students living on campus are encouraged to not go into the downtown areas. Online classes will continue as normal. However, in-person classes are suspended. And two more MPS schools are going virtual because of increasing coronavirus cases. Garrett Elementary and Fitzpatrick Elementary are now under a mandatory quarantine for 14 days. MPS officials say these schools will now start virtual learning. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply's low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Plus 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage and more. All on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See mobile protect terms and conditions at asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show.
To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. This song goes out to Greg Budell, though he has no time on his hands.
No, he doesn't.
I love this video.
I love this era.
So 70s. Welcome into the program. I'm Joey Clark. Jack Campbell should be joining us before too long. He had to deal with something, I don't know. But he texted me.
Okay.
Some excuse. How you doing today, Eddie?
I'm doing very well, Joey. Getting busy again. Real estate's cranking up.
Yeah, that market has stayed strong through all of this.
It really has. And I've talked to a few people, and I'd love to talk to Kim Williams about this. We'll have to get her on the phone. About future interest rates. You know, yeah. A lot of people worry they're going to skyrocket. Right now, the other day, we closed a loan at 2.25. And I'm sitting over there going, I mean, just 6 months ago, loans were closing at above 3. So, it's good to see, though, if houses are selling, that means cars are selling. Yeah. Those people are working.
Yeah.
I really like that. I really like that.
Well, it's good that you're doing good. I'm doing well, too, and I hope that the American economy fully recovers. Everybody can get back to work. It's amazing to see these governors in these states, like California and New York.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of states. I don't want to say it, but, you know, those in those states.
I'd like to say Yankee, but California's not even Yankee. Californian is...
No, that's a whole other...
Yeah.
Whole other culture out there.
Left coast.
Well, California's a beautiful state. Probably fun to visit, but I would not want to live there.
Well, you know...
Especially not Los Angeles.
It's so big. That's right. I mean, you could... California's so big, you got some beautiful mountains and skiing and things like that, but the sections where the most people live are the crazies.
Well, and New York State's the same way. Like, most of the state is actually a red state.
Yeah, growing apples.
But it's dominated by, you know, of course, the city. I mean, that's the one place you can call the city, and everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yep.
But it's just amazing to see Cuomo and Newsom, as well as others around the country. I think, like, what is it, Lightfoot? Gordon Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago.
Yeah, that thing.
We gotta open up. We got to open up now. We've changed our minds. No, we were claiming that the governor of Georgia months ago was practicing human sacrifice.
Right.
We were saying Ron DeSantis was the worst person in the world. He's going to get all his people killed.
Florida guy?
Mm-hmm. We know about those Florida people. Mm. Oh, Kristi Noem, South Dakota. She doesn't know what she's doing.
No.
How dare she? But now that Joe Biden's about to be sworn in tomorrow...
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. Then, well, we can open back up again. I mean, we can't have New York completely decimated. We just needed it decimated long enough to affect certain things.
Are we allowed to admit, say that this is hypocrisy yet? Or are
right.
we just, are we just unity?
Oh, no, we got to stop fooling ourselves when we keep pointing out their hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, everybody's a little bit of a hypocrite. So,
yeah.
You know, look in the mirror a little bit, folks. It's that old, I see the speck in your eye, but is there a beam in my own? Something like that. So that's going on. But it's not like, oh, you called me a hypocrite. I guess I need to change my mind.
No, like, usually you double down.
Yeah. That's, especially when you're governor of New York. They're not going to change their minds anytime soon. They understand... The whole name of the game is doing what you need to do to use your power how you need to use it. Like, you know, all this idea of consistency and integrity, give me a break. Speaking of coronavirus, and we're going to get into potential pardons and commutations might be coming down today.
I've got a good one for you.
Okay. We're going to be talking about the planned celebration of the unity of America.
Did you know Garth Brooks is playing? At the inauguration? Yeah, he made a joke about it. It's the only reason I found out. He made a joke about it.
I'm pretty sure that. Where are the bodies, Garth?
He said, I'm the only Republican that's going to be there.
No, this is from another, this is from a podcast, and people know what I'm talking about if you know. If you don't, but Garth Brooks, there's something off about that guy. He's been so famous for so long.
Chris Raines?
Yeah. But he's been so famous for so long, he's lost touch, I think, with normal human beings.
Come on.
Yeah, there's something really off about him.
If you weren't Garth, if you were Garth Brooks, or let me ask you, would he, does he pump his own gas?
No.
All right.
No.
There you go.
Or maybe he does, but he's thinking of it like, I'm a normal man.
Yeah.
You know, normal people just pump their gas.
Right. And complain
about
the price.
He's like, this is what normal people do. Let me go live on my land and start a fire to be normal. It's like, no, you can go do those things if you like doing those things. But Garth, so he's performing at this 5-day celebration?
Something, but he did make a joke that he's going to be the only Republican that'll be there.
Okay. Yeah, he better watch himself.
But the funny thing is, you remember when Trump was getting inaugurated, all these people were, I won't perform.
Yeah.
So I think I like the idea of Garth going, you know, if they want to pay me, I'll come sing. I don't care.
Well, and then there's Lady Gaga.
Yeah, she's going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a good singer.
I do. I like her singing. I've seen her one time, makeup free. It kind of.
Well, and did you see all the flags, the field of flags?
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay, I saw a moving picture of that. I didn't know quite what.
Yeah, like Fox News YouTube had an hour-long feed of it, and after a few minutes, you're like, okay. But no, it's like thousands of flags, American flags, state flags, mm-hmm. all on the mall of the Capitol, surrounded by, of course, you know, military personnel and
the barbed
multiple
wire.
Barricades, bridges not being...
Constantine wire.
Right. Yeah. I actually have a friend who was traveling, and she lives in D.C., and she just ended, you know, got back into D.C., and she said it was a nightmare.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have to show her papers?
Oh, everything had to be checked. Like, yep, she's a resident of D.C., and everything had to be checked. And apparently they complimented on her packing abilities. But
all right.
It's like, well, that's not much of a consolation prize. So things are going to be crazy for the next few days. You know, if I was D.C., I wouldn't be worried about more right-wing violence. I would be worried about, after that embarrassment, that, you know, notorious Wednesday, day that lives in infamy, little much. That wasn't Pearl Harbor.
You see, like, there was a realtor involved in that?
A realtor
from Texas.
It's a she?
Yes.
Yeah, she better watch out for the National Realtors Board. They're going to come after her.
I'm kind of really thinking, she's done for. I really do.
Yeah, she shouldn't worry about the FBI when the Realtors Association comes after you.
Well, they asked her, they did an interview with her on some channel last night, and they asked her, you regret it? And she said, no, I don't regret it at all.
Mm.
And she said, I'm a martyr.
Goodness.
And the people went... The lady was a martyr. What do you mean? She said, I'm a martyr. And she, now in her defense, or if you can defend whatever, she was there a couple of minutes. She realized literally, holy crap, I need to get out of here.
Right.
And she booked. She was literally
in
there for
about 2 minutes.
Yeah. She realized, holy crap, this is over my head, and she got out. But,
so she might get charged with, like, trespassing,
I think,
if anything.
It was minor charges, but they did come to her house and arrest her.
But I wouldn't be worried about another happening like that. No. I would say, given what happened there and how lax the security was, I'd be worried about, say, other actors, maybe foreign actors, anybody who wants to hurt the United States government and the United States in general, realize, wow, their security's really lax. So they're going overboard. And
way
so overboard that they're having to double-check National Guard troops, like, maybe it's an inside thing. We don't really think that's going to happen, but we got to double check. Over the top.
Another question for you, Joey. When Trump was inaugurated, I was more worried, not just at that day, but I was more worried about Trump being assassinated as a president than I was ever worried about these two coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But they seem to have the opposite theory. They're like, oh, the world is out for us. They're all trying to kill us. If you were so duly elected and such an overwhelming majority, why are you worried about everybody trying to take you out? Why are you trying to, it's like they're trying to force the legitimacy of their government upon
us. I've brought this up before, and we're going to get to what I actually wanted to begin with in a second, but this is a good threat here. Think back to the day JFK is assassinated.
Okay.
And it's not Dealey Plaza and all that, which is just it's a shooting gallery. Mm-hmm. It's just how they let a president in there in an open top is just ridiculous. But before then, that morning when he arrives on the plane, you see him walk down the steps, and there's this huge crowd of people. And he's walking all amongst the people, and everybody loves him. And that was the most shocking when I look at the historical footage. It's like, you know,
the people had access to him?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think those days are coming back anytime soon. Like, I guess you get to go to big rallies. Trump was doing rallies, and everybody, you know, was loving them some Trump. But when you're actually going through, it's one thing to have a, you know, huge crowd cordoned off, and Trump comes in through a particular access point. But to walk through a crowd, to just mingle with the everyday people, I think that would give the Secret Service a nightmare. So I don't think it's just a given president. I think there are more death threats, more threat assessments than we know.
Oh, sure. I would just curious how many average weekly death threats the president gets. Right. You know, somebody call some nut calling the White House.
The Secret Service will come and give you a visit if it's, you know, credible enough.
They should.
No, and that's I do not want more violence. That will only lead to more. More mayhem and more death, but also more crackdowns.
Yeah.
And say, well, liberty's to blame for this.
Take another notch out of the old collar there, yeah.
But what I want to focus on here, and I would love anybody in the medical community, anybody who understands how Alabama in general's medical systems might work. I'm looking at a headline from AL.com, and it says, Alabama vaccine distribution worst in the nation.
I saw that.
So what is the deal, Alabama? During October, roughly 30,000 Alabamians contracted COVID-19. By November, the number rose to 42,500 in 1 month. In December, the number of cases more than doubled to 111,000. And January's cases are rising even faster than December's. Now, I see that, and I know it's an infectious disease. It's going to be infectious. We've known a lot of people who've had it. Thank God most people who get it survive. They're all right. Worse for some who survive, it's like, oh, I'm a little lethargic for a few days. For others who survive, and then there is that chance, too big of a chance, but a small chance that you could succumb to this, especially those, as we've been over, who are older, who have comorbidities, underlying conditions. This can be a real problem. So why is it that Alabama is so behind? I'm not sure why. I'm trying to think this through. And this was as of 2 days ago, administered 1,775 doses per 100,000 of the population. That is the lowest per capita rate in the nation. West Virginia, of all places, the Hill People. Love you, West Virginia. I don't mean that. But the Hill People have administered 3.5 times more vaccinations than Alabama.
Doesn't say what our holdup is.
Really? After 4 weeks, only 1.7% of Alabama's population has been vaccinated. At that rate, it would take over 3 years to reach 80% herd immunity.
Or herd mentality. It's herd mentality.
I like that better, actually.
So why is the rollout so slow? One reason could be a rigid adherence to the CDC recommended tier distribution plan. The CDC. And the first tier are 300,000 frontline medical personnel and nursing home residents, followed by seniors over 75 years old and specified essential workers, then seniors ages 65 to 74 and additional essential workers, and lastly, the general population. The tiered system may be more equitable, so to speak, but what happens when, as in the case of Clay County Hospital, 90 of 200 high-risk medical personnel elect not to take the vaccine? Interesting. Medical personnel themselves.
Very interesting.
I also wonder, just thinking, I'm a layman, I'm not an expert in the medical system of Alabama, but you know a little bit. It seems like the system is very top-heavy and very reliant on Birmingham, and Huntsville's got a butt-kicking medical system as well. But as you move south, I know most of rural Alabama here in central Alabama relies on Montgomery as a central nexus.
Yes.
And that's where you start to really have a lot of issues. And then if you throw in that medical personnel don't want to take it, well, I'm not for mandating anything.
But we also had a lot of rural clinics in the past year or two that's closed down. So that would help or hurt with distribution as well.
Right. It's just it's something I'm curious about. So if you're out there listening and you maybe have some inside knowledge about why this has been so slow here in Alabama, give us a call. 272-9228. 272-9228. Why am I watching Paula Reed?
It's Paula Abdul.
Oh, Paula Abdul.
You better get it right, man.
Is that a...
That's
a Paula Abdul commercial for arthritis medication?
Well, you know, Joey, Paula
Abdul...
This is
like old people TV.
Paula Abdul has gotten a little age on her, but she's showing you she's still got the moves if she puts the cream on. Come on, man.
I think she did more than the cream.
I've got some of that.
272-9228. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. Going to get into this, all these events of the inauguration, potential pardons. Commutations, yes. On this, the last day, last full day of President Trump's presidency. Let's see who he actually, it's like a kingly power, truly is. Like, I pardon thee, Eddie B.
Well, did you saw the picture with him and Lil Wayne? Did you see,
yeah.
You see Trump's his yeah. thumbs up there. He couldn't look more corny.
272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
You'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117 or look us up online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Earnest Financial LLC presents Did You Know? Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Earnest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
Welcome back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the show.
Hey, I need to give a shout-out.
Eddie needs to give a shout-out?
Yes, sir. Let me get this right. Some good friends of mine, clients have become good friends. They had their first child last night.
Oh.
Megan Deason. They have been one of the best clients that I've ever had. We got them a house right before Christmas. It was so nice. The first thing that they posted was just the Christmas tree in the house. And it was just great. But they had their baby boy last night, and I just want to congratulate them.
Well, congratulations indeed. And, you know, I think that's a great way we save America. Start making more babies.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was glad to see.
I need to get on it.
Yeah.
Not like I'm ever going to catch the former host of this program, but I need to get on it, you know. I need to start being the good little Catholic boy. You think I could get the 7 or 8?
I could do, yeah, we could hook you up, because there's the...
Yeah, but the deal is finding the right woman.
Oh, well, that's not going to happen.
I mean, you just find whoever.
Yeah, you know, honestly, okay. There's this point in life, Joe, where you just go, you know what? If I'm going to have children, mm-hmm. I've got to learn to settle. Because there's a woman out there going, if I'm going to have children... I've got to learn to settle. So you two meet each other, and you grow together.
You're my consolation. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones, talk to Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I heard you speaking about Garth Brooks.
Yeah. Where are the bodies, Garth?
Yeah, I've got a request for him to sing, and he could dedicate it to Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. Friends in Low Places. Yeah. I don't think he'll be singing that song, do you?
I don't think
probably
so.
Probably not.
No, yeah. That would be a little too obvious. Of course, he wouldn't do that. But hey, I just wanted to, I got one comment. I haven't really been watching a lot of the news in the last several weeks, so kind of weaned off that crap. But I did turn on just to watch the first few minutes of Tucker last night before I switched to Andy Griffith. He was talking about the troops being the mass of troops in Washington, D.C. And he said they're not basically that the troops aren't really there to put down anything that's going to happen. He said they're there as a message to the conservatives in this country. You understand what he's saying?
I do. I would also expand
make
that to
point.
Say, I would say that there's a message beyond just the conservatives. Seriously,
yeah.
Seeing what we saw that Wednesday, there are a lot of, say, powers in this world, not even foreign governments, but foreign actors would go, oh, it's that easy?
Yeah, but, you know, this, I think they kind of overdid it with the amount of troops, and I'll be interested tomorrow to see what happens in all these capitals around the country. I don't think anything.
And it wasn't just the practical security threat. And or maybe a particular threat assessment intelligence or FBI are currently finding. It's also they were symbolically speaking utterly embarrassed. There are a lot of folks, I think it's a bit sacrilegious, who believe that is a shrine up there. It's a temple. I think it's a bit much for my taste, but it is a historical building. It is a beautiful building. I've been up there, and it shouldn't be desecrated like any historical great building shouldn't be desecrated in my mind. But because it was, they're going to go overkill. It just, if I was in their shoes, it's what I would do.
Yeah, I mean, I hope nothing happens, and I don't think it will now. I mean, shoot, they got enough troops up there, there won't be room for anybody else to even get close to the Capitol. So I'll just be glad when tomorrow's over with. And then, and now,
but
the
it's
news
gonna be,
media.
Jim, it's going to be a 5-day celebration of American unity.
Well, when it's over with, and Trump's gone, I'll be very interested to see how the media, what they report on now. What are they going to do? They're not going to have old Donald kick around, so
well, they'll blame him for
I'll be interested to see whether they actually go after anything in the Trump administration that he does, anything.
Well, for the first 6 months, everything will be his fault.
Yeah.
So we're going to have that for a little bit.
Well, it's going to be very interesting, and I just all this stuff that Biden's threatening to do, you know, undo all these things that Trump did and cut out all this stuff. I'll be interested to see if he really does that. I think he's just kind of talking tough right now. You know how he is.
Well, some of it'll be easy to change, like the Paris Climate Accord. He just, stroke of a pen, can get back into it, start implementing it. But things like the Iran nuclear deal, that actually will be much more difficult to hop right back into, given some historic, the Abraham Accords with Israel and the Gulf Arabs. I mean, there are a lot of moving parts that I think even the folks around Biden aren't that dumb to just immediately jump back in. They'll try to get there, but they need to assess the chessboard again.
Yeah, it'll be, like I said, it'll be interesting. I know you'll be watching the inauguration tomorrow, Joey. And,
yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, we have popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
I think the, I'm hoping one of these channels on here are going to have something like a Three Stooges marathon or something on the mall I can watch. So
that's nice. A really good idea, because that's what 50% of the population will want to see, rather than the inauguration.
Oh, we're going to get into what they have planned. It's a 5-day extravaganza to celebrate America's unity.
We got all that money to do that?
Yeah, we're just printing it now. Yeah. We're not even printing it. Oh, we're just digitizing it.
Everybody be, that's right. People be dancing in the streets. Happy days are here again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate the call, Jim.
Okay.
Thanks,
well,
Jim.
Y'all have an exciting day.
You too, buddy.
Bye-bye.
272-9228. Oh, my. Did you see those images coming out of Guatemala near their border?
No.
Yeah, straight up clashes.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
With the caravans.
Yeah.
And that'll be interesting as these caravans head towards the U.S. border. The Mexican military is stationed all across that border. We'll see what occurs. And you know, generally, folks, like I'm trying this new thing called empathy, and it doesn't mean my heart's bleeding. It's more literally put yourself in the shoes of another person. Mm-hmm. If I am very poor, I am under threat constantly from terrible governments or gangs, but I repeat myself, in Central America, and I have an opportunity to get to the United States, as flawed as it is, yeah, I'm going to try to get there. So when the green light is on, come on in. I don't blame the folks trying to get in.
No, I mean, honestly, I don't think Joey, if I was elsewhere, I would be trying to get in, too.
Just what a mess. 272. That is crazy. I'm looking at these fights between the Guatemalan authorities and the migrants. That's nuts. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back after this break. This part of the program brought to you by Cole Plumbing. If you have any plumbing problems, any at all, big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix them all. 279-8919 is their number. And maybe you don't have any plumbing issues. You need to save Cole Plumbing's number in your phone so when you do have a pipe burst or maybe there's something going wrong with the toilet, God forbid, Cole Plumbing is right there at 279-8919. They have this proprietary pipelining technology that allows them with precision and expertise to get in there and solve the problem with minimal discomfort to you and your home. That means they're not going to have to tear out a bunch of drywall, dig up a huge hole in your yard. No, they can, again, with precision and expertise, get the job done. Or maybe you'd like a tankless water heater installed. Maybe you'd like a brand new toilet or bidet, in Eddie's case, installed.
Mm-hmm.
Once you go bidet, you don't go back. Cole Plumbing can do all of this for you. A family-owned business founded since 1977. They were founded in 77. And they take great pride and 100% satisfaction guarantees to their customers. So check them out today. You can go online to coalplumbing.com. Or again, remember this number, 279-8919. And also remember, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
That's right. More news and views when we come back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want, and the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today. 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a good forecast today. The warming trend continues today. Good bit of sunshine. High temperature up to about 64. Tonight, in the overnight hours, a weak front drifts through the area. An isolated shower is possible in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low 45. Tomorrow, low 60s. Dry day. More sun. Then showers likely Thursday night into Friday will be in the lower 60s. Saturday, the best rain chances move south to the coast. Should be a drier day and mild. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect.
I went to an Ivy League college. I was a nice student. I did very well. I'm a very intelligent person.
I got hairy legs.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Such genius. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the show. That's the number JD called. Hey, JD, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
I'll tell you what. I cracked up over the weekend. I watched an old Robin Williams sketch where he was just going on about Joe Biden, and it was absolutely hilarious. If you haven't had a chance to watch that, you need to watch it. But I've only got a couple of quick things. One is a very serious topic that, that really bothers me, but the other is actually breaking news. The sarcastic breaking news that I have is a special operations group has been deployed out of New York that has not been activated since 1989. Yes, I'm talking about the Ghostbusters. They are there to handle any and all of the dead voters that might get violent.
Has anybody been keeping tabs on Rick Moranis?
We did get hit.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
I would hate to see, you know, the keymaster meet the gatekeeper.
Yes.
but on a serious note, I watched him blackball Trump off of social media, block his speech for saying that the election was unfair. But what really troubles me is when you have people saying, like Katie Couric, Trump supporters need to be reprogrammed. But it doesn't stop there. It go back to the PBS guy. You know, their kids need to be taken away from them and put in camp. But what's more concerning is a producer for Disney that said that the kids needed to be rallied up, camped up, and thrown into a wood chipper.
Disney guy, huh?
That does not fit well with me.
Yeah, that's a bit much. A bit much, to put it mildly.
But no censorship. He apologized, said, well, it was meant to be sarcastic, and I'm sorry. No, that's all out. I mean, if there ever was a dog whistle, that's a dog whistle. So I don't see how they banned and blackballed Trump for saying he felt the election was rigged or knew the election was rigged. But yet everybody's okay with all this other rhetoric.
That's what makes this, they really have branded Biden's inauguration as 5 days to celebrate American unity. And, you know, I shared this story. You can look at it on the Book of Faces on my page. I believe what I wrote, it's kind of like, yeah, kids, I know daddy hit mommy at the dinner table. Sorry. And I know that's after years of mutual resentment and distrust, and we should probably get a divorce. But what we're going to do is reminisce about old family vacations, and we're going to have unity. We're going to love each other, all right? We're going to love each other. Yeah, that sounds so fun.
Well, I'm not sold on what's being told right now. I still feel like there's smoke and mirror action going on. I don't know what, but it's complete overkill. I mean, massive overkill for what they have set up for a virtual inauguration. I just don't see it. You know, they didn't care about historical landmarks when the Lincoln Monument was getting trashed. Why all of a sudden do they care about the Capitol? Did somebody get a little too close for comfort? Or are they worried about all the laptops that went missing? Who knows?
Yep. You know, there's a girl busted trying to sell Pelosi's laptop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Told her...
Wait, I thought some special forces were going to have that, and they're going to impeach her.
Well,
so that's what the Q people told me.
She stole it.
Well, here's the thing. Do you want to believe what a general has told you that they have possession of it, or do you want to believe what the mainstream media says and the girl was selling it to Russia? I mean, I don't really trust the mainstream media.
Honestly,
right,
either one of them sounds kind of crazy.
Yeah, I don't trust either of them. Like, just because it's not the official story doesn't mean it's true either.
Right.
Well, and I agree, but the way I see it, it's just information. I'll keep it in my mind. This general hasn't given me any reason not to believe him, but the mainstream media definitely has.
Well, right about on this point, JD, this is why have you stocked up on your popcorn?
You know, I have.
Good.
I have. And I'm going to eat it every which way imaginable.
Now, are you kind of a kettle corn guy, or are you like more of a savory, buttery sort of finish?
Look, it's 2021. I don't discriminate.
Okay, nice.
I love it all.
Dynamic. I like it.
Are you too young to remember Jiffy Pop, Joey?
No. I know Jiffy Pop.
Expanded?
Yeah, sure.
Those are the best.
Or you get those holiday popcorn things, and it's like, it was always the caramel corn that was last for me. I was always go for the cheddar first.
Oh, you're a cheddar guy.
Oh, I liked it.
Cheese.
Yeah, see, I go for all of it first, depending on what mood I'm in. You know, it's all wonderful. How can you be an American and not like popcorn?
Right.
I mean, this is the country of Cracker Jacks, for goodness sake.
Exactly.
Well, I always knew you were an eclectic sort of fella. Wait, were you born there?
No. Oh, I was actually, you know, born in Montgomery, kind of raised in Hopewell and the rest of the country.
Hmm. Okay.
Which was an odd combination because I was either out in the sticks or seeing the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. Know that feeling.
That is a fun thing to say. Like, hey, I'm in Paris. Where are you from? Where are you from? Holtville, Alabama?
I'm Holtville. Right now,
I was so mad. I went to Jamaica several years back, and you're allowed to bring one bottle back with you. And I had brought a bottle back with me. Damian Marley actually had a show out there, and, you know, you were able to go up and talk to him, and everything was real cool and laid back. So the only thing that bothered me was they had rocks in the middle of the road instead of line for you to pass.
Yep.
It was crazy. But I was like, well, Damian Marley recommends this bottle of rum. I'm going to bring it back. When I get to the house, I'm going to crack it open.
Mm-hmm.
The airlines busted that bottle in my luggage. We wound up having a layover, and it ruined everything. It spoiled everything in that bag.
That's
I had no rum to drink the problems away.
No, but Holtville's a good place to grow up. Played a few games against them in my Catholic football days. But I got to run, JD.
Hey, take care, JD.
Hey, y'all have a good afternoon.
See you, bro.
272-9228. Let's go to Randall.
What happened, fellas?
What's happening, Randall?
What's going on, man? This kind of just touched a little bit on what he just said about. I mean, the pictures I've been seeing on Facebook from the Capitol, even David Blackman's on his post. They're kind of grainy, man. You can't really... I don't know if y'all noticed that or not, but, I mean, you can get on... I know you can get on the news and you can see it, but they don't really... You know what I mean? They don't, by the time they zoom in, they zoom right back out down the street. But all the pictures that are on social media are real grainy. And I mean, this 2000... You know what I mean? We got... Everybody got better cameras than that. That would be a running sense.
Yeah, but it's not really the cameras. It's more the operators, especially folks posted on social media. Yeah. A lot of people boomerang it up.
but on the Garstone though, I'm gonna have to say now, y'all remember? Hey, enjoy. I go back to every time. What did say, Joy? Something happened to him. They played that song right in front of our face, and you know what I mean. And was acting like he was wailing on a guitar when it wasn't even time to eat. I mean, it didn't even go together. And we sit down, watched it, and took it. You know, and Jim. Hey, don't be surprised they don't play Friends in Low Places. They that ballers right now. I mean, this is how they are. And on the nurse thing, I've had two nurses ask me, should they take it? I know one of them has took it. Yeah, and I told them, I said, yeah, because in the future, you're going to have to do it anyway, and I wouldn't want the second dose round. I want the one that everybody's on the front line get. I mean, it's about tracing anyway, and in the future, I think Alabama, George, do you think radio, since I'm telling you, I mean, you got Jeff and Huntsman sometimes to go to Mobile, but you got you and the lower right hand Central Alabama reaches. And it looks like the diagram of people not taking it are in y'all's range. I mean, I know this sounds stupid, but take a look at that. And I'm not saying that nobody's changed their mind. It's just, I think people have a chance to talk it out here in other places. The radio's just not like this, man. Y'all have something that's a gym that needs to be held on to, so you need to try to buy that building. Because they won't ever stop you because of license, but they'll put pressure on the people who own the building to put pressure on y'all. And you need to just go on and dodge that bullet now, Mr. Big. Man, I don't want... Yeah, I think, look into that. See if the numbers don't match up. Look like everybody in that lane ain't taking
it. Yeah, Randall, I wish we had that power. But,
hey, you got power, okay. Bro. All right. Let's see. All
right. Later, buddy.
Well, if I had power, then people would be taking the vaccine.
I have the power.
272-9228. But, you know, I actually believe in, freedom. So if people disagree with me, it's not like I'm going to force you to unify.
My body, my choice.
Look at you.
Thank you very much.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. Soldier Boy, you're up next after this quick break.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
There's a lady right down the street from me that just had her roof re-roofed, if you will. She had some shingle damage due to some of the storms that just passed through. She had C&G Roofing that came out and did it. Commercial, residential roof specialists. C&G Roofing with over 40 years of experience in the roofing business. Repairs from storm damage or just normal wear and tear. Call them today, 334-313-3958, and ask for George. C&G Roofing, where financing is available with approved credit.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Soldier Boy. Hey, Soldier Boy.
I'm talking to some guys that got power, bro.
You just got to be careful how you wield that power.
I know. I'm scared. I almost want to hang up.
It's okay.
I want you to put on a dress, Soldier Boy. Put on a dress.
What color? What color?
Rock those heels. A red dress, of course, sir.
Toledo's?
With some pumps. Yeah, some pumps, actually, so you get a little bit more grip to the ground. Makes your calves look nice. I think you'll do well.
And I got to go get me a pedi, okay?
Yeah.
Open toe sandals. Hey, I'd like to talk about the military invasion of Washington, D.C.
All right.
The false narrative crap. Did you see... The funniest thing is, when I was in the military, I'm still recovering from it mentally, psychologically wise. I had worked 4 years of Clinton and 4 years of Jimmy Carter. They were great leaders. Every time I reenlisted to defend and protect the Constitution in my commander-in-chief, that I had two buffoons, to have to back up. I feel sorry for the active-duty military that I have to now do this for a living buffoon, Joe Biden. I was reading and listening to the news that this is the largest occupation of Washington, D.C., ever in history, United States history. And they didn't take National Guard just from certain states that were close by to fill up the number that they needed. They took them from every... This is how paranoid these are, the conspiracy BS these people make up. They make a false narrative that there's this imminent danger crap when nobody gives a rat's canary about his inauguration. They took National Guard members from all 50 states.
Yeah, and I saw Texas. Well, Texas Governor Abbott said, "I'll never send National Guard up again if you're going to question their loyalty."
That's right.
That's exactly. They went through bulky layers of screening. Exactly. That's the questioning. You're questioning their integrity of these soldiers. He said, "Well, what did they say on Tucker?" He said that only 20%. Of the males that voted for Joe Biden, 20% of them were white.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't a racist comment.
It was a stat.
Yeah, are stats racist now?
Well, yeah, exactly. Oh, you know, I guess stats didn't matter when you count any illegal votes, but stats now suddenly count when you're talking about white voters in the National Guard. He says, like, it is not. He says it in... Most of those people voted for Trump, and we're concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really? Now you're questioning. But to take them from 50 states, why would you fly them from Hawaii?
Paranoia, man.
To try to make it look like there's...
No, it's a, you know, we're unified.
Good answer, Joey. Make it look like, yeah, we want... Now, here's my question. Who is the one that called and ordered and has that much power and control in order to request, if not order, National Guard members from all 50 states? Who did that?
I guess it would have been a request of the Capitol.
Capitol of who? They don't have that power.
No, they don't have the power. The governors have the power. But I think given what happened a couple Wednesdays ago, they immediately put out this request, and a lot of the governors made the calculation, hey, well, I'll send some up so I don't look, you know, like I'm...
Did Alabama send National Guard? I hope not. Meanwhile?
We're part of the 57 states, so I think we did.
I haven't checked in on KIV lately, so I don't know. Hope
because
she's
that's a lot... I mean, I can understand the president be able to pull that kind of power, but Joe Biden, until he's sworn in, is not the president of the United States. And I know sure as hell Trump ain't going to go ahead and request National Guard from 57 states.
It's possible Trump cleared it, but it probably would have been the local folks there. And, hey, requesting all governors, can you send some extra resources and personnel?
Joey, this ain't nothing but this reminds me of the movie Bruce Willis. Was it a Bruce Willis movie when he was a general?
I remember the movie, but I can't think of the name of it now for nothing.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah.
You don't remember that one when he took over the United States? Martial law?
No, I
missed
that.
It's kind of similar to that. All this is a sign of force by the left to show that by any means we're going to run the country the way we want to, and you're going to just obey and submit and shut up and put your mask on.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing but a power trip. These people have nothing more but power, and that's what they were concerned about. And what is this lady... The Russian narrative. She was going to sell her laptop to the Russian spy?
Right. Goodness.
Well, she wasn't going to sell it to the Chinese spy because that would be
Well, you
racist,
don't want to get
right?
money all over your laptop.
Exactly.
I got to run, Soldier Boy. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Later, buddy.